and to show off. It moves him to let it loose under the whole heaven.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Thank you for I am Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. I hope you had a beautiful Christmas. And I thank God that we are coming to the end of this month. But there are several more days that we need to worship God and to get ourselves together, because we are coming into a new year in 2026. And I pray, God, that we get our life right, that we be in the place to forgive those who have hurt us. But most of all, we thank God for His grace and mercy that He took care of us throughout this whole entire year in 2025. Let's continue to fight the fight, the good fight, and to trust God every step of the way. There are those who are really crying out to God. There are those, praise God, trying to get their life back together with the help of God. But most of all, I truly thank God for His grace and mercy, and thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So truly, my people, my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's get our house in order. Let us walk the word that God told us to do. Let us examine ourselves thoroughly in the word of God to make sure we don't have no spots or wrinkles, as Jesus said. For I thank God that He is coming, but He's coming for the church who is ready for His coming. And I thank God that we need to make our peace with our enemies. We need to get it right with our siblings, our husband, our wife, praise God, our children. We need to get it right to those who transgress against us, or you who transgress against them. But the day is coming, and like I said before, we got several more days in this month before we come into a new year. There are those, praise God, who do affirmation. I praise God that we be sincere when it comes to God, that we make that covenant with Him. And I thank God for Jesus. We need to get it right, my dear brothers and sisters. We are living in crucial time and perilous time. But while we in this perilous stormy time, we need to get our life right with God. We need to make our peace with God. Thank God for Jesus. And I'm going to read in the book of Luke, praise God, starting with Jesus calmed the storm, starting at the 22nd verse of Luke, the 8th chapter. And Jesus said, one day Jesus said to His disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, He fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciple went and woke Him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" He asked His disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this?" He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. That's it. God wants us to acknowledge the authority of his son, Jesus Christ. He wants us to rely on God, on his son's faith. And I thank God when Jesus said in Mark the 11th chapter, have faith in God. The Lord believed in his authority that his father gave to him. He did operate according to his faith to speak to the wind and to the storm. Hallelujah. So God wants us, praise God, to speak to our situation when we are going through a stormy rage in our lives. We need to take authority to believe in what God say in his word. We have to operate and exercise our faith in the word of God. Jesus showed a demonstration to his disciples how powerful the word of God is. And it takes us in the days that we are facing throughout this year of 2025 of things that have really had taken place to disrupt your life, has shattered your life. Some of you was not have a job. You were removed from your job. Some of you have lost your financial status. Praise God. Some have lost a family member. Some have lost their health. Praise God. Behind all these devious things that happened into your life. But one thing about it, if you are a child of God, you got to learn to stand and rebuke the stormy situation. You got to learn to rebuke the adversary who came to destroy your home, your life, everything about you. We have to take authority just like Jesus did when he spoke to the wind ceased. Praise God. When he spoke to the storm, it ceased. Praise God. We got to come to the place and learn to identify our authority in Christ Jesus. And I truly thank God for everything that he is to us in this hour. And I thank God for the Lord when he gave us the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and power over all the enemy. That's in the book of Luke. But one thing about it, we got to learn to get ourselves more into the word of God. We got to stay focused. I remember the man of God say this. We got to come to the place and stay focused. The enemy's job is to distract you, to keep you to not focus on the word of God. We got to stay focused. We got to concentrate ourselves in the word of God. And one thing about it, God will deliver us out of the hand of the enemy. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. The Lord was teaching his disciples. We are his disciples. He's teaching us what we need to do and how to conduct and how to take down the strong man. Praise God. We got to take him down. We got to tear down his kingdom. But you got to be in a place to ask the Lord to help you to know. And one thing about it, we got to learn to forgive. And that's one of your storms. That's because somebody hurt you or transgressed against you or did something wrong to you. You still got to learn to forgive them. Because you don't, praise God. Praise God. And I know everybody want to go to heaven. Praise God. But you got to learn to forgive those who have hurt you wrongly. And I thank God for Jesus. And that's a hard task. That's hard. When somebody has hurt you so bad, you don't want to do it. But if you want to get in the rest of our God, to enter into his rest, you got to be in a place to ask God to give you the strength to have you to forgive that person who had wrongfully hurt you. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. The Lord is our God. The Lord is righteous. The Lord is merciful. And I thank God for all that he is in this hour. So I thank God for his word through his son Jesus Christ. The disciples were troubled when they saw this storm, when the wind was coming powerfully. And they feel like their boat gonna turn over. They feel like they're gonna drown. But the Lord, the righteous Savior, was on the boat. And he told them, praise God, where is your faith? And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Where is your faith in God? So I truly thank God for Jesus. And that's why he asking us, where is your faith? If you believe in the word of God, when you pray, you believe everything that God is saying to you. You know the hour, praise God, early in the morning, when the Lord wake you up, early in the morning, that's him want to have a conversation with you. He wants you to have a conversation with him because he want to reveal some things. He want to minister unto you. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. The Lord is righteous. The Lord is mercy. So let our peace be upon ourselves. Let us focus on the word of God. Don't bring that into the new year. Try to resolve it while you are in the year of 2025. Don't bring it in into the year of 2026. Get rid of the load off your back. Release the bundle off your back. And accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And some of you might come across this radio broadcast, the Rose of Sharon. And the Lord might lead you to open up this radio station. Thank you, Jesus. And you might hear my voice. But Jesus wants you to repent. And ask God to forgive you for your sin. Now is the time that you enter to God's presence. Give God the best of you. Give God the best of your praise. Lift up your eyes unto the hill from which cometh your help. The Lord is here to restore everything that you lost. God will restore everything. He's going to better you in your latter days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So my children, as the body of Christ, those who are saved and born again, and those who are not saved, praise God, I offer you to a blessing of God that you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior before you go into the new year. Let the Lord take the burden off of you. Let the Lord handle your situation because he can do it better than you can. But let us accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Let him pour his holy oil upon our head from the crown to the sole of our feet to the crown of our head. Let the Lord do this. Let the Lord enter to his courts. May God bless you, and may God keep you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.